All right. This is Jim Fried. We're back at the Ackerman Center Fit Real Estate Summit 2014. We've got a great panel. We're going to talk retail with my good friend Ron Wheeler and my friend-to-be Mike Cohn. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing super. Mike, you got to like talk into the mic.
Great. How are you?
All right. Super duper.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's terrific. Now, Mike, you're with Lennar. In my mind's eye, Lennar is residential, but you're not with the residential division, are you?
I'm not. I'm with the Lennar Commercial, which is a new subsidiary of Lennar, started last year to take a foray into commercial development, starting with retail.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, you're targeting a market sector that I always had in my mind's eye, the extra land on the Lennar developments. Now, Ron, you're the development guy at Semler. What are you guys seeing? Would you look at doing some development off of a residential site? Yeah, hand him the mic, Mike.
Sure, we would love to. Haven't done a lot of that. A lot of the residential guys try and do it themselves. Luckily, these guys are smart enough to bring in someone like Mike to do it for them, but... No, we're doing all kinds of redevelopment and have a very good development pipeline coming up here. So
now you did a lot of mixed use, a lot of residential and retail. I love the project that you guys did up in Atlanta, for instance. Are you doing more of the cost sharing with the mixed use projects?
You know, right now we're not working on a lot of mixed use deals. We're being a little cautious about how we approach those in the market. So our focus right now is more on grocery anchored, drugstore, build-to-suit credit deals, and possibly some regional centers if the risk profile is right.
Well, I've just got to drill right down on that. With Publix, Publix isn't developing a whole lot. You know, the development associates used to have 13 deals. Now they have three. Walmart's got their favorite guy. Other than that, it seems like there aren't too many tenants that are out there doing a lot of business. So what's going on?
Well, Publix is still doing deals.
Big green, high five to them.
Walmart does do deals, and they do deals with various developers, of which we will be one. There's opportunities out there for various grocers in various markets, but obviously not at the levels that were pre-2007. But we've got several deals in the pipeline right now. We just finished two redevelopments with grocery stores in them as well.
Awesome. Hand the mic to Mike.
Thank you, Ron.
Now, Mike, you've started the division. You've got about a year now in the captain's chair. You just moved back to Miami. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, what's in the pipeline and what's Lennar looking to do?
The pipeline has a number of concentric circles, for lack of a better reason. We're working on five or six projects in Miami / Dade County, South Florida, as our launch point. Lennar, as you mentioned, owns a lot of land. We own a lot of land in California,
sure.
Some of the old military bases that were bought before the turn. So those were all entitled during the turn. The market always gives you something, and the market gave us in California more density during the downturn than we could have ever gotten entitled otherwise. So we'll plant a flag in California at some point and go from there. But starting here, working there.
Now, quick question then. We know Ron focuses mostly on grocery anchor, credit tenant, pre-lease driven. Tough to get out. I think I need a glass of water. What type of retailer are you going to focus on?
Similar profile, maybe with a little more emphasis on mixed use with our sister division, Lennar Multifamily, but it's similar stuff, heavily anchored. Hopefully higher barriers to entry than low barriers to entry and significantly pre-leased.
Yeah, no, that sounds really good. Now, Ron, with the grocers pulling back, and you mentioned a little bit about regional centers, if you can find the right credit, who might the type of tenants be that would be looking? Because here in Miami-Dade, we've seen, I guess, Bloomingdale's came in. They're doing a store here. Macy's is doing a store. But they don't do many new ones. Is that the type of tenant profile you're looking at?
You know, I think... what we would like to see is a shopping center that fits what most people are buying now and they're not buying on the internet. So a good center for us, a good regional center for us could include a grocery store, a large fitness center, a theater, a variety of restaurants, a variety of health care, wellness, beauty, things of that nature. Those are the types of tenants that are doing deals right now.
A car dealer?
No, not a car dealer.
A pawn shop?
Not in that business. Maybe boats. But
How many religious centers do you allow?
None. But actually, right now, Mike and I are working on a deal that may have all of those elements. We're working on one together.
Except the cars.
Boats.
We'll try to find and see if we can get you a car dealer. You know, okay. We'll see if we can add that in there in a nice vertical setup. So mixed use, multifamily, Retail sounds like the wave of the future to me. I would think that there's lots of opportunities if you're looking to combine your uses and work together.
There are, absolutely.
Yep. Mike, you talked about California. You talked about Miami. Lennar has a good capacity to buy. What are some of the other markets that you guys might be targeting?
Ultimately, the long-term plan for Lennar Commercial is to have a footprint that largely replicates the Lennar home building footprint, which is kind of loosely called the Smile, from the Northeast, kind of south of New York, around through the Mid-Atlantic states, Florida, across the lower Sun Belt, Texas, into Arizona, Colorado, and then back up through California, Washington, Oregon.
So you don't really see much forecasted opportunity, and I've got to call it this, the Rust Belt?
I'm sure there will be opportunity in the Rust Belt. There's not opportunity for our form of capital in the Rust Belt.
Okay, fair enough. What are your typical sources of capital?
Typical sources of capital would be Lennar Capital, construction financing, more traditional construction financing, and depending on the size of the deal, potentially a shared equity partner.
Well, that sounds great. Ron, I know that you for years have been a closely held company. What does your capital stack look like these days?
You know, I'm not really worried about capital. There are more people out there willing to lend money, give us money, invest money. I'm more concerned with deal flow. If we have the deal, the capital will be there. But we use our own capital. We've had institutional partners. We've had private partners in the past, any variety of things. But if you have a good deal with the right risk-return profile, you're going to have all the options in the world.
Well, I think that's where we kind of cut it off, guys, because that's the bottom line and the takeaway. Mike, would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
All right. Well, I love Mike. Mike can come back to my show anytime. Ron, you're like pulling teeth. We'll be right back with more from the Ackerman CenterFit 2014 Real Estate Summit with my good friends, all of the guests at Ackerman. We're having a great time. Oscar, take it away.